bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
This is the DT Takeover, y'all. DT is taking over Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris, who is on assignment. I was having a little bit of a laugh earlier because, as you know, here on The Truth, we've had some changes. Change is inevitable. Sometimes change is good. Sometimes change rubs you the wrong way. Either way, I promise on my mama, Dr. Ken will be back tomorrow. And I appreciate everyone's love and support. Anytime that I'm guest hosting or guest co-hosting, I love y'all. I love the love that y'all give me. It reminds me, as one of our earlier callers said, on what to focus on. All right, y'all, let's go straight to this. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much. I hope that you are having a good day, a good start to the new week, and you had a great weekend. Black unemployment continues to rise in this country. For the second consecutive month in a row, Black unemployment, Black Americans are losing jobs, they're being demoted, they're being terminated, they're not being recruited. Let's start with some data here, y'all, okay? Let me break this down. Lean in for 1 second, and I need everybody to lean in. Please. As of 2023, 48.3 million people identify as Black alone or in combination, meaning that I'm majority Black. I may have a non-Black parent, but I identify as Black. $48.3 million. As of August of this year, the Black labor force participation rate was the following: 62.6%. That's the percentage of Black or African-American civilian non-institutional population that is working or seeking work. 57.9% is the percentage of Black civilian non-institutional population that is employed. Yes, that's right, Truth Nation. There are more non-working Black Americans than there are working. So if 62.6% of the 48.3 million Black people are in the labor force, again, that's around 30.2 million, give or take, who are working or actively looking for work. And of those, the ratio suggests that roughly 28 million Black people You already know. That's a lot. How am I supposed to feel like I'm a human being? That I'm a provider? That I am a beneficiary of the American dream? If I'm literally part of a demographic that just based on my physical appearance is telling me, before they even look at my resume, my credentials, my trajectory, my experiences, that I'm not qualified just based on my physical appearance. Let that sink in for a second. DE&I, diversity, equity, inclusion, was never, ever, 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 ever about us. I want to be clear. We were not the primary beneficiaries of any DE&I initiative. So to be labeled as a DE&I hire, or to be targeted as incompetent. Crystal, thank you for your patience. You are live with your girl DT. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I'm your guest host. You are live. What is your question or comment?
I do have a comment today, and thank you. I've been listening to you. What really hurts me most about all this stuff is like that guy getting killed. What his name? I don't. I really sympathize with him, his family, and everything. But when a black person something happens,
I'm not saying his name, sis. I'm not saying his name, but we know who you're talking about.
Okay. Okay, they don't care. Like, they want us to care, and I do, but it hurts me because they don't care at all about us. Like, if somebody dies, so what? You know, it's like, how come we have to care? And another comment I was getting ready to make, how come people can make all kind of comments on social media? They can say you're a monkey, anything they feel like, and nobody is getting fired at all for it. Nobody's going to get fired for slandering us on social media. So why is it that now all of a sudden people getting fired for making comments?
Crystal, why do you think that is?
That's all I have. I don't, you know, I just think that they don't care, and people just want to just
keep it
abuse
real.
Us, and they just been doing it for so long. It's like a normal thing. Like, I've been working all my life. My father was self-employed and had been on welfare. I work and work and work. I ain't never had no food stamps. I mean, it just hurt me because how come they just can't judge people at all, not judge them, or individual? Because some of the stuff that some white people do, I'll never do. Some stuff a black person do, I'll never do. Hate just coming from all directions, and I just want to love everybody. I'm just feeling like just hate, hate, hate. I'm ready, like, oh, Triore, where you at? I'm ready to go. I need an escape. I just don't want to have anything to do. I'm study watching him over there, you know. What's his name? Abraham Triore. I'm like, where's my passport? I want to escape anything that, you know, I grew up in church. And I don't like none of this. I just feel like what makes me mad, love me like I love you. What you want me to, it's hard to love somebody when they don't love you. It's hard to mourn somebody's death when you know if you die, it's be like, well, one gone. If a black suit a black, oh, one gone and one in jail, two, we got a twofer. It's like that. So it's very hard to be sympathetic with somebody that you know doesn't like you, doesn't care if you die, doesn't care if you eat or not, doesn't care about nothing about you. And all of it's out of my nature to be like that. I'm trying my best to still, like anything you guys do, we're going to get you. We're going to make sure you stay poor, and nobody want to take responsibility for what they're doing. It's like, we're not even racist. We're not. And the job I got, I run into it all the time. Like, all the time, I'm like, nobody cares. The weak is going to fall to the wayside. I feel like if you run around
Crystal,
worrying about
Crystal, thank you
about
so much for your call. And I hate to interject, Crystal. I have to because, you know, this is a live show. We got other callers, but let me just say this before we go to Al. And Al, thank you so much for your patience. And if y'all are in YouTube, y'all see me keep wiping my brow. Crystal's pain that you heard in her voice. And I'm learning to be more vulnerable because for a lot of Black women, we are conditioned to not be vulnerable because we don't want to be seen as stirring up trouble. And we got to be strong for everybody else. Let me be clear that the pain, the frustration, the disappointment, the hurt that you heard from Crystal is a signature feeling for many Black women in this country, as well as Black people in general. And when Crystal said, I just want to be good, I don't understand why I'm supposed to love somebody who doesn't love me, who actually like uses words to say that you mean nothing to me, it's hard. And we as Black people have always been conditioned to forgive. Please, y'all stay with me. We have been conditioned to forgive, to turn the other cheek, while being punched on the other cheek. And so what Crystal is experiencing, and again, Crystal, please forgive me for having to interject because again, I know you understand why I had to do that because we got other callers. So let's go to Al. And I have not forgot about James Baldwin. And I'm also going to share with you why I refuse or why I choose not to say that individual's name. I'm going to let y'all know here in a second. Al, brother, you know I love you. Thank you so much for holding. You're live with DT on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken. What is your question or comment?
My comment is we're going to keep it 100. Nobody can keep you poor, number one. Number two, you got to have some hustle to your game. So you got to stop thinking the white man way. When you think that way, you won't have a job. But if you think your way, you will always be employed. Furthermore, can't no prayer help these ignorant bastards who's using Christianity to hate. These are mediocre white men who have a fetish with Black people. They have everything they want, and they're still not satisfied. They're still the child molesters. They're still the terrorist shooters. They're still the thieves. So what is the problem? You know, what is the problem? So you have to understand the kind of people that we are dealing with. They have been gaslighted. They've been programmed. This is not your problem. You overcome the problem by becoming the Larry season to the recipe, okay? Don't turn the other cheek. Don't be the bigger person. If they don't want to talk to you, see you, don't want to do you, call me when you don't have to say it's too long. Goodbye. And I want all you to remember this. If you pull away the crust from the pie, you will see all the rot. And that's why they mad, because their truth is coming out. They got killed by their own. They were Republicans. So why do they keep putting Black people in their stuff? You know why they keep putting Black people in their stuff? Because they want to deal with struggle. And also, DT, I wanted to share with you, if you go to lawsuit.org, they are the leaders in looking up transgenders, porn, soft top, femboy, ladyboy, everything they hate. They want to touch, including Blacks. Have a good day and have a double shot of scotch on the rocks because I haven't had mine yet. Toodles.
Thank you, Al. Well, first of all, I'm not a brown liquor person, but we can have that conversation next time I see you, Al. Al, thank you again so much for your call. When we come back from break, we want to continue to hear from you. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Before we break, I just want to leave you with this. A famous author, activist, and just brilliant man by the name of James Baldwin. I want to share with you a quote, and this is where I'm going to leave you. And when we come back, I'm going to get into also why I'm choosing not to say the person's name. James Baldwin said, "We can disagree and still love each other. Unless your disagreement is rooted in my oppression and denial of my humanity and right to exist." This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your guest host this afternoon, DT, the Effective Communication Coach. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
In the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, the only station that's going to give you live consecutive hours and hours and hours of Black talk radio here in the great city of Milwaukee. Again, this is your girl DT. So excited to be with y'all. Thank you so much, Truth Nation. I see you on YouTube. For some reason, it won't let me like engage back with y'all. It's an operator issue. Trust me, I'm going to work on it. But I see y'all. I see you, Matthew. I see you, Tenso. Tenso, you liked that quote, didn't you? That James Baldwin quote, that hit different, didn't it? I see y'all. All right. We're going to go back to our Truth Talking text line. And then when we hear from Winky Blue, I'm going to go into why I am not going to say the individual's name. And I hope that as a communication coach, you will take this free insight and advice and use it accordingly if you choose so. In the meantime, Winky Blue, thank you so much for your patience. You were live with your girl DT. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. What is your question or comment?
Well, I have a question to you, and I have a comment. First of all, my comment is that Black men, well, let me just do this. I know I only got a few seconds. Listen, I keep hearing callers talk about the Republicans and Black Republicans, homosexuals and homophobic. Listen, there's just as many Republicans that are homosexual as there are Democrats. The only difference is that the homosexual Republican has somewhat a conviction about his sexuality, and he stays in the closet. And it's just as many, and to see, we as the Democrats, is just as many Democrats that are against homosexuality as there are Republicans that are against homosexuality. If you think I'm lying, all you got to do is look at Petition 8 out in California. When they did 8, they shot it down. The whole California shot it down. Now, that had to take Democrats and Republicans to say, no, we don't want no same-sex marriage here in this state. Okay? So that tells you that it's not just what's happening here, DT, is that white people have given the Black people the torch and the flag to carry it, because Black people are not even the recipients of the finances that come down the pipe through these foundations for the LGBTQ. Most of those things are given to white people, even the AIDS project and stuff, the map in Milwaukee. They're not the Black people don't get that money. Those people are racist. They got the Black man carrying the torch again.
Hey, Winky Blue, I got a
them.
Question.
Now, I want to say this one time, you, then Blue. I got to go. Let's say there's no God, DT. Let's say there's no heaven.
I got a question, though.
Let's say there's no hell. Let's say there's no devil. This is how I know that the lifestyle is wrong. It's wrong against the law, the very law of nature. Nature says it's wrong. Take it, extract God and the devil out of it. Extract sin out of it. And let's just see what the law of nature says, okay? That's where I'm at. Then I have a question for you.
All right, Winky Blue, thank you. Thank you so much for your call. I gotta go. We gotta go to our next. I didn't understand why we needed to talk about sexual orientation. I didn't understand the relevance of sexual orientation. Look, whatever lifestyle, whatever orientation your sexuality is, whether you agree or not, let people love who they want to love. If you don't like it, you ain't got to like it. Excuse my grammar. But we talking about an attack on black. Let me just say this really quick. I remember the movie Boys in the Hood. And there's a scene at the beginning of the movie. And I forget the little boy's name. Anywho, Trey. So Trey and his friends were walking after school and they came across a corpse. And one of the little girls that was part of the crew, she said, "Bullets don't have any eyes." And here we are talking about military presence. Our vice president has told the country on a podcast that there's going to be a crackdown on liberals and liberal politicians. HBCUs received bomb threats. What does someone's sexual orientation have to do with this? A bullet is not going to be like, "Oh, there goes a transgender. Oh, there goes a homosexual. Oh, black folks." Come on now. But Winky Blue, appreciate you tuning in your call. Now, let me go back to why I'm not going to say this individual's name. And I've been receiving a lot of positive reception based on the James Baldwin quote that I shared before break. And Glenn, please keep me honest, because I know we're having a very, very engaging show today. So if I'm going over, just let me know, Glenn. We talked about it. Let me just read. First, let me reread James Baldwin quote. Then I'm going to go into why I'm not talking about a certain individual. And then I'm going to read some quotes that that individual stated on their last podcast. Oh, Glenn just told me I got to go to break. All right, y'all. Cliffhanger. We're going to take a break. I promise we come back. But before break, I'm going to read the James Baldwin quote one more time. James Baldwin stated, "We can disagree and still love each other unless your disagreement is rooted in my oppression and denial of my humanity and my right to exist." This is Truth in the Afternoon. We come back. You don't have to say a certain person's name, but you can still focus, as John stated earlier. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Love it. Good afternoon. You are listening to The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening, viewing us. You can stream all of your favorite Truth Nation shows live on YouTube and X, formerly known as Twitter. I see y'all, Truth Nation, in the YouTube message board. We've been talking about the most recent state of Black America. Black unemployment continues to rise. HBCUs are being targeted with bomb threats. Black women in highly visible business critical roles are continuing to be either demoted or terminated, including Federal Reserve Governor Cook. So what's we gonna do, y'all? Well, I'll tell you what I'm not gonna do. And Matthew, this is for you, because I see your comment in the YouTube chat board or message box, however you want to classify it. So I said, I refuse to say a certain individual's name. And Matthew said, "Say his name and show his picture." because they, and I quote, damn for sure going to show yours. Well, first, Matthew, I ain't hard to find. I'm what you call a public figure. I serve no man. No man. I know who protects me at all times. But not everybody believes that, and I'm with you. So let me just share with you why I won't say the individual's name ever. Because, see, Matthew, as a leader, I focus on ideas, not individuals. Because every time I write, well, I don't write checks, but anytime I pay a bill, and I got a lot of bills, I got a lot of accounts payables, y'all. There's not one individual, whether they like me or not, I'm looking around, that helps me pay these bills, pay these Williams. I don't even have bills, y'all. I got Williams. I'm like Drake. Well, I don't have Drake's money, but I can relate. My role, especially here on The Truth, is to address issues, to listen to you, not promote personalities. So by not saying his name, I'm making it clear that this is about the larger ideas and the impact they have. Racism has existed way before that individual was even thought of. So I'm not here to amplify one individual. Y'all can, but DT is not. Saying someone's name only adds to their visibility and platform. Let me tell you this, however you feel about President Donald Trump, he is a marketing genius. He wants you to not like him. He wants you to say his name. He loves it. See, I choose to focus on the harm of the rhetoric, the impact that it has on our community, not the person or persons that are spreading it. Are y'all with me? We live in a time where naming certain individuals will and has, as we've seen, invite unnecessary threats, attacks, hostility, and online harassment. I don't have time for that. I am a protector of my peace. So my brother Matthew and everybody else, Truth Nation, please understand I am protecting my safety and my peace because that's what's a priority to me. I cannot be a community advocate leader. I cannot be the effective communication coach if every time I open my mouth to speak, certain individuals' names come out of my mouth. I'm not interested in fueling controversy for the sake of ratings or clicks. I'm just not. I get plenty of attention by spreading love and positivity, checking out my people, making people smile. When I used to co-host Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, I shared, some of y'all, I wouldn't mind being a professional comedian. My mission is to be a force of positivity, to make people smile, to make people laugh, to be, when I come in the room, people light up because yes, we're going to be entertained. We're going to be inspired. I'm not perfect, but I'm not about to give somebody who, and I quote, let me get the quote. Prowling blacks go around for fun to go target white people. That's a fact. Now, this was said by this individual in 2023. During the most recent or last podcast that was broadcasted, the last episode, the entire segment was devoted to false rhetoric regarding black people. And I quote, the ever-increasing amount of black crime, and this was all false here, one in 22 black men will be a murderer in their lifetime. By the age of 23, half of all black males have been arrested and not enough of them have been arrested. I'll repeat, not enough of them have been arrested. I'm supposed to say that person's name? See, I'm keeping the attention where it belongs, my brother. On the real life impact that these ideologies, these falsehoods, these rhetorics, these claims that are just ridiculous, how they impact our community. Especially when Black women are being portrayed as non-critical thinkers. Let me tell you one thing about being a Black woman. I've been a Black woman for 49 years. And I've worked for some of the top Fortune 100 companies, and I've been a business owner successful for 8 consecutive years. Praise to God. I have to work 20 times hard because, see, being a Black woman in America is like being Black twice. I'll say that again for the folks in the back that didn't hear me. Being a Black woman in this country is like being Black twice. So I'm good on saying the person's name and putting their picture and no weapon formed. I didn't say they won't be formed. But Brother Matthew and all the rest of Truth Nation, please trust and believe. Weapons will be formed, but they will not prosper against me. I can't speak for you. But I am staying out of these culture wars. I am focusing on my safety and well-being as well as those are important to me, including you. And I'm not amplifying somebody who didn't care about me to the point where they're telling their followers that Black men are murderers and Black women are ignorant. They're dumb. I can't tell you how many of my white colleagues and white friends and white brothers and sisters and even those at the C-suite level call me and ask for guidance, consultation, leadership. But that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. The Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Our Truth Talking text line is blowing up. Now, some of these I can't read. Fawn says, Black women who show love. Black women show love homosexuals, SMH. I hate when you guest host Dr. Ken. Turn me off, brother. Dr. Ken, I'll be back tomorrow. I love everybody. And I love you. You are listening to The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. See, this is what I'm talking about. And it'd be your own people. But anyway, I love y'all very much. I hope you can feel it through the airwaves. In the words of Kendrick Lamar, we gonna be all right. I love you, Fonz. Be blessed. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris, your guest host, DT, the Effective Communication Coach. Stay locked in. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. This is your girl, DT. What a great show. Can I tell y'all, have made my Monday a good day. Like my brother Ice Cube said, today was a good day because of y'all. Thank you so much for listening while I'm holding the fort down. Shout out to our great producer, Glenn, on the ones and twos. I receive all the love from y'all. And even if you don't agree or like hearing my voice, look, all you got to do is change the channel. But you know you're not. You know you're still listening. It's okay. I have that effect on men. You tell me you don't want to hear my voice, but you steadily calling my phone. I'm just playing. All right, we've got callers waiting. I am so sorry, y'all, because y'all been patient. And I look, y'all, this is live radio, but I appreciate y'all. We got Eastside Corey. We're going to go to Eastside Corey first, and then we're going to hear from the caller. Eastside Corey, you are live with your girl DT on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. What is your question or comment?
Oh, I got goosebumps. Gang, gang, girl. I love you so much. But when you are on the patrol, I stand right up and go, uh-oh, here we go. Let's do this. I don't know exactly how everything works, but this network and this radio station is an outlet, is a blessing and a half. I can't even tell you. It relieves the pressure and gives this little town a voice that is a big voice. Can we please just get off the homosexual thing, because I happen to be gay, but I also happen to be involved in my community, and all opinions are welcome on this station. However, we need female energy, female black energy such as yours, to have a permanent spot somewhere on this station, please. I know you're bouncing around and doing your thing, and I know that that's by choice, but madame, we need you to stay put just for a little while, maybe 6 months, so we can zero in on and focus. You hear me? Do you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, and I so appreciate everything that you are saying. Thank you so much for your call. And just know this. First of all, Glenn, can we like just take that clip from the caller? And no, I'm sorry. Yeah, the caller. No, that was Eastside Corey. My bad. Can we just take that and send that to send it to leadership? No, in all seriousness, thank you so much for saying that. I love radio. I love talk radio. I have been involved in radio professionally. Even when I was in middle school, I used to do junior broadcasting. So that means so much to me. And I so appreciate you acknowledging our mission here at The Truth, which is to provide the valuable voice to those who are traditionally unheard. And we do need more female voices. So look, Eastside Corey, I got you. We working on it. More to come. But DT ain't going nowhere. Nowhere, sisters.
I promise.
And as far as the homosexuality reference, let me just say this. You can have your opinion on anything. You don't have to agree with me, or I just can't, as a talk radio show host, because there are people who listen just like you, Eastside Corey, that are openly queer. And I just can't allow, and I'm not saying that was Winky Blue's intention. Let me be clear. Because Winky Blue is one of our valued listeners, and we love all of our valued listeners. And so I want to be clear. I'm not accusing Winky Blue of being homophobic or whether his ideals and values regarding homosexuality is wrong or right. As a community advocate, it is my responsibility to make sure that everyone feels valued and loved and respected. So we're going to keep doing what we do here at The Truth. And thank you so much again. I appreciate your call, and I love and appreciate Winky Blue. All right. The caller, you're next. You're live with DT on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken. Then we'll go to George. What's your question or comment?
And DT, you're always live, definitely effective, impactful, and inspiring. And so, to Eastside Corey's point, yes, decision makers, you definitely need Miss Thomas on air as much as possible, even if she is out of town. Whatever equipment that you guys need to find as a day one listener, the day that this station came on, the day that I heard her voice, I began to listen to the station more. And as a very frequent caller, I listen to it a little bit less when you're not available. So keep inspiring, and I think it will be great for up-and-coming young black queens to hear your voice more often. So if the platform could provide that in some kind of way to maybe classrooms or whatever they could do where young people can see the furthest extent of freedom, which I tell you every time I talk to you, that you exercise, where you're everywhere doing everything, but you still come back home to invest in where you got so much from and where you always say you blossom. So That's my verbal hug for you today. You know,
Thank you. I got many more for you. Oh my gosh,
and keep doing what you're doing. Love. Don't cry. No crying. No crying. That's just a verbal hug. I don't need you to cry. Keep being you and keep doing what you're doing.
Tears of joy.
Yeah, you can do that. Just one.
I so appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Look, y'all, that means everything. And before we go to George, the caller, I so appreciate you saying that. And it's funny you say that because that's actually what I've been saying. I'm like, we need more women on The Truth. That's a fact. And it's not intentional. It's not intentional because there's a lot of folks that just don't like to talk, don't like to be on air. I am not one of those individuals. So I'm going to keep doing what I do. And you're right, the caller. Milwaukee is, and always will be home. I claim three cities. Evansville, Indiana, Chicago, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Can't nobody say nothing bad about Milwaukee in front of me because we're going to have some problems. Milwaukee, I am forever indebted to, and I will continue to come back. And the caller, just like I said earlier, just in case you didn't hear, I will be back in Milwaukee next week broadcasting live. When and on what show? Stay tuned, but I will be back in the mill next week. All right, George. Thank you so much for your patience. You were live with your girl DT on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. What is your question or comment?
I got a comment. I'm down with you, DT. Haters gonna hate. Ain't that what they say? So you keep doing your thing. You're a beautiful sister. And it's a reason why they coming after you, sister. So they know that you got strong backbones and y'all hold up our communities. And y'all support the Democratic Party more than anybody, more than us brothers, more than anybody, and they can't stand that. So you keep doing your thing. You keep being a voice for the righteous, and I love you. That's all I gotta say. Bye-bye.
Thank you, George. I love you too. I love you very much. I love all of our listeners, and we need to keep saying that more to each other. Seriously, because it means a lot when I receive love, which then it's so infectious, I pay it forward. Now, just one quick clarification, George, because I can't speak for the entire Truth Nation, Good Karma Brands. How do I want to say this? INDEPENDENT, what you know about me? I am independent when it comes to voting. You got it live from DT. I am independent because my feelings have got hurt over these past elections. So I'm just now being more intentional. I'm doing more research. I'm voting for the person who I feel is going to match what they say, do what they say for the betterment and the uplifting and preservation of my people, of my country, of my state. INDEPEN. That's what I am, y'all. All right. We're going to take... Oh, actually, you know what? Glenn, is it time to go already? Oh, my gosh. All right, y'all. When the music cues, that means my time is up. I love you so much, Truth Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Dr. Ken will be back tomorrow. Like I said, I'm going to be back on The Truth all next week. You know I'm going to crash Sherwin's show too. You know I'm going to crash that show because we got to get that relationship segment back on the air. Make it a great day, y'all. Make it a great week. Tell somebody you love them. I love you. Have a great evening. Be safe. And I'll see y'all next week. Peace out.